Who is your daddy?
I am the father.
You fathers will understand.
My father taught me many things.
I got an idea. How about you all sit there quietly while I make dad noises?
Audio's on, video's on, baby sitting nearby making noises. It's a perfect episode of Fathers of the Grind, episode 143. Let's go. Let's Derek, by the way, the other day, this is probably a few weeks ago, when my wife was walking by, as she does sometimes while we're recording, she goes, oh, looks like Derek's lost some weight. So that's about as good of a compliment as you're going to get. Someone who never interacts with you that at a glance noticed you lost some weight. So congrats.
Tell her, looks like she got a good-looking husband.
yeah, totally. How are you, by the way, on the weight loss? Where are you at right now?
Down 56 pounds. So it's going pretty good. I mean, I lost like 43 pounds in like 6 months. So the last 4 or 5 months has been a struggle. I've only lost like 13 pounds, but as long as I'm going in the right direction, then I'm not beating myself up. I think that's been the best part about all this is I'm not putting pressure on myself. I'm just doing the best I can. And if I get
and
results,
it sounds like
I get
you're
results.
Enjoying it too. Like you're enjoying.
Oh yeah. I look forward to going and running and not to deviate, but actually I think some of our listeners might actually like this because I'm not being preachy about it or anything like this, but I was doing like a devotional, and one of the things the devotional was talking about is it was talking about addictions, and addictions a lot of times actually damages your brain physically. So this isn't just spiritually or anything like
that. Yeah, there's science behind that. Yep.
Yes. It damages your brain physically, and it also like basically tells you, oh, you're a loner. Like you don't like to do things. So you become lazy, you become a loner, and all these things that I started convincing myself that I was. I was like, I don't like to go out. I'm fine being married with kids, which I am fine being married with kids. But I basically trained myself that the life I had was what I wanted. But it really wasn't. And I didn't figure that out until I actually started changing some things. So that's what I'm going to get to now is – there's three things that I changed, and obviously the external is easy to see. People can be like, wow, you lost weight, but it was internal too. I started changing some of my habits as far as like I meditate. I'm not like this. I'm talking about just quality time, like quality alone time where I think things through. And I talk to myself, that type of stuff. And then the other thing is I became more social, but I think the social aspect,
tell me what you mean by that. Does that just mean like in-person social stuff, right?
Yeah. Like not, gotcha. Oh, I'm going to play video games. I'm talking about like.
Why do you got to talk down to all of us right now? Why do you got to?
But it's crazy how these things have, and of course, a lot of our listeners, not all of them, but a lot of our listeners know the trial that I've gone through. They even know the details of it because I've been very transparent. I don't hide things. I don't like to lie. In fact, I'm excited about maybe hopefully at one point in my life being able to help others from not making the same mistake I made and being a better person than me. But that trial, the bottom line is that trial, I'm one of my mentors. He always tells me, I see him every week. He tells me, Derek, I'm going to say the same thing to you. Because, you know, I kind of update him what's going on. He's like, I'm going to say the same thing to you I tell you every week, but I mean it. You're taking this trial, you're taking this thing, and you're getting the most out of it. He's like, I've mentored a lot of people, and they don't do that. They go in the opposite direction, or they quit, or they give up, and you're getting the most out of it. And I said, well, you know, I appreciate the compliment, but that it really isn't me. It's not really a choice like people think. It was almost like a decision was already made for me, but I'm not going to get into that. But the point is it started changing me as a person. So it started getting me to the point where I actually starved to socialize. I'll give you an example. I'm sorry I'm talking a lot, but I think this is good stuff. I had the opportunity
to continue. I'm just trying to make sure that too much baby noise isn't caught by my microphone, but continue.
Just don't yawn while I'm talking. But
let me just say this before you continue, because I am interested in this. Obviously, you and I are friends, so I want to hear this stuff. But anyone who listens, like I know that when I listen to podcasts, I feel like I know the people I listen to really well.
Yeah.
And I'm interested in this kind of stuff. So anyone who's not interested in this, if all they want to hear is what we think about Red Dead Redemption 2 now that we've played it a little bit more.
Don't worry. After I finish talking, I'll tell them what to fast forward to. So once we get like 10 minutes in and I'm still going, I'll be like, hey, by the way,
you are so user listener friendly. What a guy.
But the only thing I was going to say is that like tonight I had the opportunity to stay at home and I could have gamed or, you know, just sat around YouTube or whatever. But I basically was begging my wife to switch spots with me. I was like, please come home and take care of Eli so I can go to the field and exercise or socialize. And so I'm not saying I'll be like this forever. But I also, like you were agreeing with me, this isn't just my opinion. This is science. Like this stuff that I'm doing is actually healing my brain. It's a positive thing. And of course, people are like, oh, Derek, you're losing weight. But I'm saying just in general, from the rest of my life, these are things that I want to try to keep in my life. I want to keep all these aspects, all three of them. Is something very important, definitely more important than gaming or any of that other garbage that you losers do. But I do
want this is a good way to go ahead and transition into our farewell. This is our final show.
If you're not on YouTube, y'all don't see 10 what it's going to turn into is gamers.
What it's going to turn into is just Derek of the Grind. It's just you explaining what you've been doing in your life. And how that's going, what's good, what's bad.
So, guys, I lost 0.4 ounces of fat this week. And the main reason is I wasn't gaming like all you gamers with a Y.
I want to talk about making memories that last. And what you got to do.
No, I'm glad we can make fun of me. But I promise, I only shared that because I'm not trying to be a narcissist or anything. It's just exciting. It's like you read this devotion and you're like, holy crap. And everybody knows I'm a religious guy. I'm like, holy crap, God has been in this the entire time. He's been scheming behind the scenes to like push me to be who he's called me to be. And he was basically trying to show me that who I thought I was who I thought I was supposed to be. And he was like, no, that you are settling. Who you are now is who, and maybe he has a higher level, but who you are right now is what I want from you. I don't want what you were, if that makes sense.
It does. And if there's one thing I know about God that I've learned all my life, it's that he's a schemer. You know,
he is.
he's a sneaky little schemer, that God.
I texted Megan. I said, oh my gosh. And Megan and I don't talk about this stuff that often right now. We're not at that level, but I'm like, dude, God talks so much. That's what I texted her. And she's like, so do you. And then she did the eye roll emoji. I'm like, oh my gosh. What a jerk.
Sick burn.
That's good, man.
I am glad that you are doing well. I know that it's been quite a roller coaster year for you. And here we are in November. 2018 is almost over. As the years progress, you're going to look back at this as a pretty important year before your 40s. You know, you still got a little bit of time left till your 40s. Wait,
I just turned 39 like a couple months ago.
All right. So you're getting all this stuff out of the way now. And by the 40s are going to be your best decade. Got that feeling.
Yeah. Hopefully this is my midlife crisis. That's what Megan likes to say. She's like, this is just you being a dumbass. So hopefully I'll be less of a dumbass later.
All right. So I am here with our, I think he's, how old are you now?
Nine months.
He's 9 months old. So I'll do my best to try to mute when he's making noise if I can. Right. Sorry, you're going to hear some baby noises in the background. Every once in a while, we might just pause so I can get him set up.
I was going to say, if he ever gets like ridiculous, like where he's not going to stop, then we can pause. But other than that, if he just talks every once in a while, who cares?
Yeah, we'll see what we can do. I got some Cheerios right here. I'll just throw some in there like he's an animal. Throw him in his little playpen.
If you want to throw some Cheerios at me, I'll take them as well.
All right, cool. So anyway, that's what I'm dealing with tonight. My wife's got a bunch of the other kids over at the Y. They're all swimming in the wave pool and stuff like that. So, but it's just me and the youngest hanging out tonight. So anyway, so bear with me as I do this. I had him set up and I was playing some Red Dead Redemption 2 when Derek texted and was like, all right, see if we can record.
Yeah.
So you're interrupting my cowboy time.
I apologize. I'm sure you're really upset about that.
Well, we'll talk about Red Dead Redemption 2 here shortly. That is one thing I'm playing. And I do want to talk a little bit more. We talked about that last week, but I want to dig in a little more now that we've had some more time with it. Hey, relax. I did want to mention, because I left this out, I have been playing also Mark of the Ninja Remastered on the Switch. And you and I have talked about this before. I think I used it for a 20 questions game way back when.
Yeah.
You know, it's a game that I've always liked. It's a really cool, stylish, stealth side-scrolling game with some cool upgrades and things like that, and really cool stealth gameplay things that they feature. And I still like it a lot. I'm glad it holds up. You ever think really highly of a game and you go back to play it and it's not what you thought? I was afraid a little bit when I went back to play Mark of the Ninja, it wouldn't hold up, but it totally does. I think it still works great, and it's a great Switch game. So I love that one a lot.
I guess I did get it free. It's the remaster version. I have it on my Xbox One X, but that's because I bought the original on the 360 with the DLC. I don't know, because that's what it said. It said you get it free if you have like everything.
Yeah.
And so I got it free.
Okay. Yeah, because this new version, of course, includes the DLC, which I never played. So, and there's all sorts of challenges in there, like finish things in a certain time or do it without being seen or kill every guard, all sorts of different challenges in each level where you can unlock these seals, which you then turn in to upgrade your abilities. So whether it's new items to throw or new attacks, your feet make less noise. There's lots of upgrades. So it's pretty fun. I really like it a lot. It still holds a place somewhere in my top 25. I forget where. But to me, it's kind of the best representation of a stealth game, especially a side-scrolling stealth game. I just love the stealth elements of it. But speaking of stealth, I finished up Assassin's Creed Odyssey. I think I got 85% of the achievements on that. So I got a lot of them. There's a few I didn't get. Like, I didn't finish all the legendary animals. And there's a couple of side quests that I didn't finish, something to do with the 100 warrior fight thing that I didn't do. But I did all the arena stuff. There's not a credits rolling scene, which is interesting. So when you get to the end of this game, you don't really know, was that the end? Or maybe that was the end. Because there's a couple moments that feel like the game wrapped up. It feels a little bit like resolution, depending on what choices you made. But it never goes to the end and cool music and credits roll. It just throws you right back into the open world and you continue sailing or walking around. So there were three different moments that I thought could have operated as the ending that I really enjoyed. I do recommend, for those of you who are playing it and enjoying it, the part of the game that to me felt like the true end is when you collect these four artifacts. I'm going to try not to get spoilery here. There's a place that you find and a very important character that you meet, and he tasks you with collecting these four artifacts that are hidden around the world. And they don't give you much in terms of hints. You have to kind of figure out, they give you what land it's in, and then you have to find the quest line and complete it. And it all has to do with mythical creatures. So once you complete those four quest lines, I gave away one of them last week, but there's four of them, and you get those four artifacts. And I thought they did a cool job of tying together the modern day with the kind of historical setting. Because the modern day really took a back seat in Origins and in this game. And there's only a few times they throw you to modern day in this game, except for this one ending. And there's a really cool connection they make with the modern day stuff that I liked a lot. So anyway, just thought I'd throw that out there. Love AC Odyssey. Definitely in the running for my favorite game of the year. I love it.
Yeah, so good. I'm still playing it. I mean, honestly, this past week I probably played 2 hours, which I guess that's a lot for me. I did buy the DLC pack, which I normally don't. Yeah.
Which, by the way, I think the DLC is going to include where you get to fight as Leonidas in the Battle of 300, I think.
Yeah, I do. Which is cool. I have the season pass because I bought the $100 version on the PC. So I went ahead and bought like the outfits for both characters, which is pretty cool because it's tied to your Uplay account, so if I decide to play on the Xbox One X on your copy, I have all that stuff. It's under my name and under my Uplay, so when I log in, I'll have those outfits for my second playthrough. I mean, I doubt I'll get through my first playthrough, but whatever.
But it is a huge game. It took me, because I did a ton of side stuff, though. I think you can mainline this thing in a fairly reasonable amount of time. What, 25, 30 hours, probably, if you really just push right through it.
I think that's what I'm going to try to do, just because I'm so behind. I'm going to turn it down to easy and just try to focus on the story. Yeah. Because I'd like to get through Assassin's Creed Odyssey. I know some people are going to be like, it's so dumb. If you're rushing it, you're missing the point of the game. But I'm not going to rush it. I'm going to play it for fun. But I am going to try to focus more on the story. And I'm not playing it for the challenge. So I'm fine with turning it down on easy. And then I really do want to try to get back to Spider-Man or Shadow of the Tomb Raider.
Oh, but yeah, that's right.
I'll be honest with you, and I know we're going to talk about it a good amount, but I've actually been playing Red Dead. I haven't played a lot, but like I just find I'm on my Xbox One X a lot. Like I don't even remember last time I turned my PS4 on. But
I'm actually the same way. I haven't fired it up in a while. Not since
Spider-Man.
So when
I'm on there, I'm like looking at my games, and I'm like, well, if I'm not in the mood for Rocket League, I'm like, well, let's just fire up Red Dead. So I'll fire up Red Dead, and I gotta say, I'm still blown away by how good this game looks on the Xbox One X. Like, it's crazy how good it looks in 4K. Like I said, it probably is, if I had a PC port, it's probably low settings, and yet this game looks like it would be an ultra setting type game. That's how great it looks.
It does. It looks incredible. And one of the things I'm noticing as I'm playing it, now that I finished Odyssey, I feel, this is going to sound so stupid, but when you finish a main game that you feel really invested in, like I obviously did with Odyssey, now that I feel finished with it, I feel not like I'll never go back to it, but I don't right now feel any immediate need to go back and play it. Now I feel kind of free, I guess you could say, to go and really enjoy Red Dead without something else hanging over my head. I know that sounds kind of dumb to some of you out there. That's just the way that I experience games.
Listen to how I'm talking about how like I feel like burdened and tied to all these games. Like, I feel I'm tied to Assassin's Creed Odyssey. Don't get me wrong, that's the game I'm having the most fun, but I'm like, I feel like because I paid $100 for this game, I should be playing it and I should have it be. And then I can't just say, well, then I'm going to move to Red Dead. I'm like, no, I need to go back to Spider-Man and Shadow, because those are two games that I feel I should have already beat. And I've said it before. I'm like, normal Derek or old Derek would have had these beat within 2 weeks. Easily would have been done and been talking about how this game is trash or whatever. But now I'm like, I'm a third through both of them, and I hope I can go back. And I got to be honest with you, I don't have any confidence anymore that I'm going to get through Assassin's Creed Odyssey and then go back to those two. And then get a significant, because like, I don't feel like I have to beat Red Dead to tell you whether it's going to be where it's going to place in my top 10. I don't think the ending of Red Dead is going to change how I feel about the game, but I do think it's important, especially for game of the year discussions, for me to get a good amount of time with it.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to experience some of the main points of it.
And even though I go on Facebook and trash it, I actually like it, I think, more than I want to admit, just because I am annoyed by certain aspects.
Yeah.
I know.
Well, let's just talk real quick about the visuals and the details of the world of Red Dead Redemption 2. It is, I don't know that I've ever played a game that has this much attention to detail. I mean, everything from the snow when you're at the beginning, when you're traveling through the snow and there's footprints, to the dirt and the mud when you're in towns and the footprints are left there. It's crazy. And so, and it's almost like the game remembers everything. So if you walked a certain place, your footprints are still there. If you pet a dog, next time you come into town, it'll run up and remember you. All these little details are amazing. Not to mention the fact, one of the systems in the game that I'm starting to really appreciate is the bond with the horse. At first I was annoyed because I whistled for my horse when it was at my camp. That was a little too far away. And it was like, sorry, your horse doesn't like you enough or whatever. And so you can't call your horse. But then eventually you build the bond with it. You feed it, brush it, take care of it, whatever. Kind of like My Little Pony situation. And eventually your horse likes you enough to be more controlled. You can do additional like moves with it, essentially. Like there's a skid move and a drift move. These different movements you can do while you're riding your horse once your bond is high enough. And of course, it'll come from a long distance when you whistle for it. So I think that's awesome. It also means that if my horse ever bites it, I'm gonna be really sad, because I got this this thoroughbred horse. It's really fast, and I named him Phobos after my Assassin's Creed horse, because I'm a nerd like that. And if he dies, I'm gonna be very, very sad. But anyway, those pieces, the environment, the details that they add in, everything from the characters to when you walk into the saloon, I feel like the details that they've added to this game are absolutely incredible. How detailed every corner of the world is.
Yeah.
Not even just the way it looks, but the way everything moves. I think it's absolutely amazing.
It's funny, because as you were talking about like how smart Red Dead is, and I agree with you. Again, not far into it, but just some of the stuff I've witnessed already, I'm like, it's a really, really intelligent game. Like, this is the future of gaming. Like, this is what we're going to get. We're going to start getting open world games that are really, really smart, that are going to start to really feel like real life, or maybe even better than real life. But as you were talking about that, I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot to talk about Fallout 76. And the reason why it made me think of Fallout 76 is because Fallout 76 feels old.
Let's take a break from Red Dead and talk about that. I have not played it yet, but you've been playing the beta a little bit.
Yeah, I played probably 2 hours of it, which
I've heard some mixed reviews. What's your overall takeaway, and is your interest level in it there?
Okay. So the interest levels died a bit, but remember I said there was two games that I was most excited for this year, and Red Dead was not one of them. It was Fallout 76 and Assassin's Creed Odyssey. Now Odyssey has not only lived up to my hype for it, but I'm sure I would say it surpassed it. It's just, again, because of my style of gaming's changed, I probably would be saying the same thing you said this week. I beat Assassin's Creed Odyssey already. But overall, it's still an amazing game, and I would say it exceeded my high expectations.
From what you've played so far, do you think you like it more than Origins, or based on how much you were into gaming last year, is Origins still your preferred game based on how much you played it?
It really, I think at this point, is going to depend on how Odyssey ends, because I actually really liked how Origins ended. But if you want
like a strong story ending, there's kind of a just historical kind of, I don't want to give away anything, but the relationships you have in the game with whether or not they're your family, who knows? Those kinds of things that wrap up, it's nice. It's fine. But to me, what's more intriguing, what I think you would like, is going to take a little extra time, and that is to get those four artifacts from those mythical creatures. That ending is more interesting, and I think it's pretty satisfying based on what I see.
So I'm going to say right now I'm having more fun with Odyssey, as far as, again, haven't played it as much. I'm not as addicted to it as I was Origins, but that doesn't take away from the fact that I think it's still a better game. I think the game.
Yeah, they took away everything Origins did and improved it, right? I mean,
yeah, that's how I feel about it. I think the world is better. Like, I think the world looks cooler. There's a lot more going on. I think it, I know I knocked it, not knocked it, but I just said it doesn't look as good as Origins. I'm gonna have to take that back. I think it looks good, but I would have to, again, I'd have to go back to Origins and look at it. But on PC, I think it looks absolutely amazing. Like, I'm still blown away by how good it looks. Now, as far as Fallout 76, the reason I say that it's dropped in my hype is because it feels like I'm just playing Fallout 4. I promise any of our listeners, I'm not just saying this because I actually heard an IGN guy say, it feels like it's just a mod. And I was like, oh, that sucks. And then as I played it, I was like, oh, but I have to agree with him. Like, it doesn't feel, it feels like DLC. It feels like I don't even feel like West Virginia looks any different than, I believe it was Massachusetts that we were in Fallout 4. And I'm like, this looks the same. Like, the only thing that's different is it feels a little bit greener. Like, they've allowed it to grow out. They haven't just said.
Well, doesn't it happen before Fallout 4?
I think it happens. I think it's like the very first Fallout or something.
I think it's supposed to be earlier in the whole process.
Yeah. Or everything's definitely greener, and they definitely wanted to make the world look different, but the feel of the game feels the same. And then the coolest part for me for Fallout, which I know you never really got into Fallout 4, and I wish you would have, because I really do think you would have been like, okay, I get why Derek loves this game. It's not only did it end up having...
just be more fun to play moment to moment, and I'd be in, you know? I'd play like crazy.
Okay. Well, the VAT system is fun moment to moment.
Okay.
I think the VAT system is really fun. Now, this game, 76, obviously changes that. It had to change the VAT system because you are playing online with other players. And so they couldn't pause everybody's screen while one person is using the VAT system. So what they did is they basically changed the VAT system to where you push the button for to activate the VATs, and while your AP is draining, it runs the percentages up based off where you're standing on how accurate your shot's going to be. So I could be aiming over here, but if I'm really close to the guy, it might be at 95% and I can shoot it and kill it. So it still works the same way. It just doesn't stop the game and allow you to pick a body part and go, okay, headshot is 75%, right arm is 95%. I'm going to aim at the right arm to knock his gun out.
Which makes sense considering the kind of game it is, right? Compared to a single player. Yeah,
exactly. So they had to make that change. And it's necessary. But again, that to me is Fallout. I know there's more to Fallout than that, but that's what set Fallout apart from like Skyrim and all that stuff was the VAT system. And so now they've had to complete it, although it's still very similar, to make it fast-paced and active. It's cool, but it's not as cool as playing.
One thing that you've always said about Fallout, though, is that it's a really great RPG, not a great shooter, and it sounds like this is kind of an online RPG shooter.
My issue. This is mainly a open world like four-player type co-op, first-person shooter with a little bit of an RPG twist with the VAT system. And there's I shouldn't say a little bit of RPG twist. It's an RPG because, like, for instance, I'll give an example. I had my first boss fight. I was, like, a level 5. And the guy I was running around with, and I was just kind of following him, he was like a 15. And maybe there was another dude that I couldn't see because him and I got trapped in a building and we were fighting this big, like, giant boss that was a level 30. And because it was a level 30 compared to a level 5 ogre or whatever, or orc, the damage I was doing to it was very minimal. So there is huge RPG elements, even if you're accurately shooting the beast, because the beast is so much higher level, I'm barely doing any damage.
So what shooter would you compare it most to? Something like, is it more like Borderlands? Is it more like Halo? Is it more, what does it play like?
It feels like Fallout 4. And that's my disappointment.
Okay. That's a bummer.
Yeah. I feel like they should have gone, okay, we need to get id in here and have id just rehaul the first person shooter.
Yeah. Like, make it feel like Wolfenstein or Doom or something. Ooh,
because they had id work on Fallout 4, but I always said I think that it was a design choice for Fallout 4 to not feel like a Doom or something like that, because they're like, well, then nobody will use the VAT system.
Yeah, that's true. We don't want anything that's shooting too fun.
Yeah, it's just like people complain about Mass Effect, and I'm sure listeners have heard me say this because it's true. It's not me just making it up. People always complain about Mass Effect, and of course, most of the complaints came from people that played Mass Effect 2 and 3 first and then went back to play Mass Effect, because if everybody remembers, Mass Effect came out on the Xbox 360 but not on the PS3 until way later.
Right.
And so people are like, what is this? Because Mass Effect is straight up 90% RPG.
Yeah.
So when you go...
Lots of pausing to evaluate and set up your strategy. Yeah.
And when you're shooting a gun, you're like, poo, poo, poo. And you're like, I'm hitting him in the head, but he's not dying. Well, that's because it's all percentage-based. And that's how Fallout is. Fallout's very much like that. It's like, poo, 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 but it's percentage-based. It's like rolling dice behind the scenes and going, okay...
I mean, doesn't a game like, I brought up Borderlands for a reason, doesn't a game like Borderlands do something similar? Although they do tend to reward headshots a lot more.
Yeah, Borderlands is a straight up first person shooter as far as feel goes.
Yeah.
But they do have the RPG elements of not only having actual elemental weapons, but it's also a point system where you're based off where you aim and shoot, you can take more damage off and you'll see the points come off. Because
I love Borderlands so much. I want Borderlands 3 now that I'm thinking about it. Borderlands is so fun. I'm excited for it. I love Borderlands.
Anyway. But I do, let me just say this and then we'll move on to Red Dead. Fallout 76, I think is going to be fun. I think I'm going to enjoy it. Am I going to play with anybody? Probably not. That's why I went ahead and told Nate Bacon, just get Red Dead because you're not going to play with me. Because I just don't play with anybody. I'm barely on playing by myself. Why would I be on playing with other people? So Fallout 76, I think I'll have fun. The fact that I'm saying that I played 2 hours in a couple of days should tell you it's pretty good. Like, I enjoyed my time with it because I didn't play anything else. I was playing that. I was like, I just want to keep playing this. I want to see. Now, I do want to hit on this before we move on, and that is there are technical issues, which I know people are going to be like, it's...
Yeah. Tell me about those, because I've been hearing about those kind of in vague terms, but what's going on with the, right, so your experience?
My issue is, now, the Xbox One X I was playing on, I have two. One is hardwired. The other one is Wi-Fi. The one I played on was Wi-Fi. And I was experiencing significant drops. And what I mean by that is I'm not talking about like it went from 30 frames per second to 25. I'm talking about like it would like stutter, like I'm online.
Jeez.
And so I was like, okay, that's annoying. It wasn't doing it a ton, but it was doing it enough that even I, who's not nitpicky, was like, okay, this is getting annoying. Yeah. And then the other thing is the sound dropped out. So there's like some technical glitches. So that's, again, what I wanted to hit on before we go back to Red Dead. Red Dead is not only superior in looks. Let me say this before I move on to this. I understand Red Dead's been in the works way longer than Fallout 76.
Yeah, like 7 years or more. Yeah.
So it should be cleaner, better in every way. But the point I'm trying to make is, this is why I might not be the biggest Rockstar fan as far as I don't love their games, but I have the utmost respect for the fact that they can make a gorgeous game that is intelligent and I want to say almost bug-free. I mean, I haven't played it as much as other people. I haven't ran into a bug.
I've only ran into a few. It usually has to do with just a visual bug here or there, like your character will go to put his gun in the holster, but it's off by a couple inches, so it's kind of floating by his leg. Little visual glitches here and there I've noticed, but they're few and far between. So for the most part, everything is spot on. Every once in a while, you'll see a little animation glitch where everything looks so realistic, and then the guy will turn and run all wonky because it's, you know, it's a video game. So there's a few little moments here and there, but man, it's like you said, the amount of detail they have in there and how good it looks, I don't understand how there aren't glitches everywhere. Because it's really impressive.
Especially really when you look at like a Fallout 4 or Fallout 76 or, you know, any of their games. Again, they're pretty intelligent.
They are.
World games too, but they're so glitch-filled. And this one, I'm afraid it's going to be worse because of the online portion of it. I think
Bummer is that I've heard that it doesn't actually take that big of a step forward visually from Fallout 4. That's just what I've heard.
I don't even think it looks better. It might even look a little worse. I don't know.
And so that's why if the graphics aren't going to be as good, at least have performance that is just out of this world, right? Like perform and play buttery smooth. But if you're going to not look as good and be stuttery, that's a problem. That's a
because I'm probably not going to end up playing this game co-op. This is why and I'll tell people why. I originally bought it on PC for like $40. So I had pre-ordered it on CD Keys for $40 because that's where I was going to play it. Then I had a couple of friends say, well, I want to play with you on Xbox. So I was like, okay, I'll just buy it on Xbox. So I pre-ordered on Xbox. I doubt I'm going to play with them. And so now I'm like, I bought this game twice and I'm going to probably end up playing it on PC because I'm going to want the 60 frames per second. I'm going to want it to be hardwired. I'm going to want it to be consistent. And I think there's a good chance that I'll get the better gameplay and more consistency on the PC compared to the Xbox One X right now.
Yeah, so it's kind of a bummer to hear that this game couldn't take a major step forward, this Fallout game. But who knows? They might be have, you know, Fallout 5 in the works in the background, and this is just something they're trying
to... You're a big Fallout fan. You're not. So I'm not going to recommend it to you. I mean, you and I never game, but if we do and this is something you're like, you know what, I'll try it out with you, then maybe you would have fun. Yeah. But I think for somebody like me, it's worth buying if you really, really like Fallout games. I do. I really, really like Fallout games.
Okay, that's
They're
fair.
My favorite by Bethesda. But
and that game comes out in 2 weeks? Or is that next week?
It comes out in like a week and a half.
Okay. All right.
So.
All right, so there's your Fallout 76 little preview there from Derek. Yeah, you're right. It's not something that I'm going to plan on playing probably at all, but we'll talk, and when we close out here, we'll talk about games that we're excited about over the next couple weeks. But I do want to say that about Red Dead, I know last time around, I complained a little bit about the traversal and how slow it's paced, and I wasn't trying to complain. Honestly, I felt like it was more of just an observation. This is a slower game. Yeah. It's not really bothering me like I thought it would. Like when I first started, I thought, boy, this is going to bug me. But it's not. And I think it's because the thing is so stinking good looking.
Yeah.
That so far I haven't felt annoyed by it. There are moments where I'm like, well, that mission didn't have to take place that far away. They just wanted you to sit there and talk to your buddy for the whole ride. And so I understand what they're doing. But for the most part, that hasn't bothered me at all. I am actually finding the story to be quite interesting. You know, it's the days of outlaw gangs being kind of run out, essentially, like they're becoming extinct. The law is becoming stronger and smarter, and they're paying their bounty hunters and Pinkertons a lot more. So you guys are, your crew is kind of like a dying race of criminal. And so they're disappearing. And so it's just an interesting time. And of course you can make decisions that are either good or bad or in between, back and forth, all that kind of stuff. I tend to float right in between with games like this. Sometimes I'm a jerk and sometimes I'm real nice. It just depends. But they do have some really awesome side stuff. They've got, you can play pretty much every old school game you can think of, like dominoes and poker and blackjack, all that kind of stuff. There's a whole bunch of little mini games that Rockstar is good at creating, these little mini side games that are almost as fun as their own game. Like I could play Texas Hold'em for a long time because it's really fun. So I like that a lot. They've also included some really funny moments. There is a mission pretty early in the game with you and a character named Lenny that is hilarious. It's really early on, and it is really funny.
I found it annoying.
Did you really? The drunk mission?
So annoying. Skip.
Dude, it was so funny. It was so funny. It was hilarious. I thought that one was really funny.
I hate gaming now. Like I was just like, this is annoying. Skip. Stop talking. Quit trying to be funny. Skip.
Also, not unlike what people do when you're talking on the podcast. Am I right?
Skip.
Hang on. Let me help baby sit up. He fell over. Hang on a second.
Oh, that's awesome. Great dad right there. Let me help baby up. He fell over. No, I'm not going to do like a Colin thing where Greg just walked away and now I'm going to try to be funny, but it was a fail. I'm just going to sit here and talk about nothing.
I'm back. It's like back when Colin and Greg used to be friends and he would go check on the waterman or whatever. Those were good. Those were the good days.
I was the same.
Oh, were you?
I said, I'm not going to try to be funny like Colin when Greg got up and walked away.
And he talked about the waterman. Yeah.
It was so stupid.
It was dumb, but like that's part of their charm was their silliness. And now... Well, now they're broken up, and it's real sad.
Aww, guess who doesn't care? This guy.
Yeah, this guy who doesn't even like video games. But to be fair, you're rocking the awesome Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild shirt.
With a fauxhawk.
And a fauxhawk. So it's a combination of nerd and douchebag. It's a nerd bag.
Okay, I got to give you props for that. That wasn't completely lame like Red Dead.
So I'm not sure how much more to go into this other than to say with Red Dead 2, other than to say it feels like this cowboy outlaw simulator almost, because you can go and do whatever you want. There's tons of options. Yes, the movement's a little slow at first, but now that I'm used to it, I'm actually able to get around a lot more quickly. The slowest time I'm walking is when it's when I'm walking with another character and we're talking and we're going through town. Then it's unbearably slow. But otherwise, I'm usually able to move pretty quickly. He's playing Red Dead right now, and he hates how slow it's going. He can't handle it anymore. I know. We're going to have to shut it down here pretty soon because I got to feed him. That's probably the Cheerios aren't doing it for him. He's like, this is garbage.
Let's just end it on this. I'll just give you overall are liking Red Dead, correct?
I'm loving it. This game is certainly in the running for a game of the year. Okay. I loved the first Red Dead. We've talked about that before. I love that game. And this one, I think, improves on it in just about every way. And by the way, John Marston, the hero of the first Red Dead, is an interesting side character in this one. That's all I'll say.
Yeah. So here's my thoughts. Again, I'm probably 3 or 4 hours in. I really haven't tracked it. I think I like the original Red Dead. I think this is not only an improvement, it's just, it feels like, even though it feels like Red Dead, it feels like a completely different game. Like, I don't even feel like I'm just playing a sequel. I think the world is impressive. I think the characters are impressive. I think the fact that, like I said, I know you talked about there's a few bugs, but overall, the cleanness of the performances of this game as far as how it runs.
Ooh, I was going to say about the acting performances too. I just heard you say performances. Those are fantastic.
Yeah.
Which is not a surprise.
I think the characters are great. I think the performances are great. I think the way the game runs is great. The world's great. All this is great. I really do. But for me personally, and again, I hate to like restate this, but where I'm at mentally, this is not the game for me right now. It's just not fast enough. It's too much talking. And I just think it's something that with Assassin's Creed and all these other games, I'll turn it on just to screw around with it. I just don't foresee me. I don't know if I'll ever beat it or if it'll be kind of like Red Dead where I got really far into it. And then what was it? I beat it last year.
Yeah,
Red Dead last year. So it took me 7 or 8 years to finish Red Dead. So
that's true.
I could see Red Dead 2 falling in the same category where it's definitely going to be in my top 10 just because it deserves it. Not because I'm a tryhard or I'm a follower, but just
even for non-gamers, I've been talking to my non-gamer friends about how this is a technical marvel. And even they are kind of like, I need to see this thing because it just, it really is impressive.
Thing, like even at work, I was downstairs getting breakfast the day Red Dead came out and these guys were all standing in a group there, and one of them's like, Red Dead 2 came out. Like, it's the game this year that people are like talking openly about. I never hear these and I see
it had the most profitable opening weekend in entertainment history.
I don't hear these guys ever talk about video games, and this is the first time I've heard one of them say Red Dead 2.
It made more money in its opening weekend than any movie or game in the past ever has in its opening weekend. That's crazy.
So do I think it's going to be a great game? Do I think it's going to win a lot of game of the years and deserve it? Yeah. Is it going to be my personal game of the year? No. I can already tell it's not going to be my personal game.
Yeah, no, I absolutely love it. It's super fun. If you are into the idea of exploring and going hunting, and there's even fishing is kind of a fun system they've introduced. And if you like some storyline stuff, and some of it's genuinely funny too, by the way. So they've done some really cool, they've done some really cool stuff with it. I highly recommend it. It is an absolutely stellar game.
All right. What do you think about Red Dead, dude?
What do you think, pal? You gonna say anything?
I wish you would just say shut up. Just shut up. And feed me, bro.
What do you think?
He actually looks like he could be your kid.
I know. That's what everyone says all the time. You look like my other boys did when they were babies. All right. Well, that'll do us for right now. I just want to hear real quick before we close out. Regardless of, we don't need to hear yet again about where you are with gaming. We get it. Okay. We get it. But what are you excited to play for the rest of 2018? What games have yet to come out that you are excited to try out?
Well,
give me three. There's got to be two, right? There's got to be at least two.
Right now, where I am with gaming right now is where I'm at with gaming right now.
Where's your mute button? Let me see.
That's where I'm at right now. Right now, I'm into socializing. I think I'm done. I think Fallout 76.
Fallout 76 is already kind of letting you down, it sounds like.
Yeah, so I'm just going to keep playing Assassin's Creed Odyssey, and then we'll go from there.
All right, well, I've got some. I've got Hitman 2. Kind of one of the quieter major releases of the year, comes out next week. And then next Friday is the time when I'm going to start gaming with my kids a lot more again. Starlink has been one, and now it's going to be Pokemon Let's Go, Eevee and Pikachu. We're getting the, even getting the little Pokeball controller for the Switch. Our family's all pumped for that one, so we'll do that. And then I don't know if I'm going to get Smash or not, but I'm, if for no other reason than my kids want it, I might just get it because it'll be a fun game for all the kids to mash all the buttons.
I think Smash is impressive as far as content. I just don't think I care. I mean, I'm more excited for Soul Calibur 6. I've only played a couple hours of that, so why would I buy that?
And if any of you are wondering what that noise is, that's our 9-month-old scratching at the mic.
You're rude, dude.
Do you want to say something? Go ahead.
Ask him where he's at with gaming.
He's lick it? Gross.
He did. He totally mouthed that.
Go ahead. What do you think about the Let's Go Pikachu games? You excited? Yeah. All right. Well, that's enough of that. Hey, thank you guys for listening. Derek, thanks for finding time to record.
Well, and, do you about where I'm at with gaming?
No, let's not hear from you on that anymore.
This is where I'm at right now.
I think for this entire year of 2018, listeners have been just, they're not going to be surprised at all if I were to get on there and be like, all right, guys, well, that was it. That was the last episode. Derek has moved on. He's doing a podcast about, I don't know, weight loss or hair care. I don't know.
I know. I got to say, for you guys who don't YouTube us, my hair is on point. Like, I look amazing. So
there's that. I neither agree nor disagree.
Just agree.
You're looking good, though, man. I got to give you props. You clearly are taking care of yourself. You're looking good. I'll give you that much. You're looking good.
All right. And your baby looks good. I'm not going to say you look good, but your baby looks good.
That's fair. Yeah.
I already told you look good earlier.
All right, guys. Thanks again for listening. We'll talk to you later.
Bye. And stop. My baby's going crazy. So is this
143? Yeah, thanks, man. Appreciate it. Actually, I think the timing's perfect. I just heard the car door slam. I think all the kids are about to come running in, so perfect. All
right, bro.
Who is your daddy?
I am the father.
You fathers will understand.
My father taught me many things.
I got an idea. How about you all sit there quietly while I make dad noises?